The Morning Show, brought to you by Sure.
Never, ever get tired of playing this on the radio. Mighty classic from The Real Thing, You To Me Are Everything. Moments away from chatting with Chris Amu live on this station.
I would take the stars out of the sky for you. Stop the rain from falling if you ask me to. How much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly.
You may now join in. Go for it.
Oh, you to me are everything. The sweetest song that I could sing, oh baby.
There will be hands in the air. There'll be a lot of singing going on Friday the 15th of October at the Villa Marina, because they're coming back to see us and entertain us. The Real Thing are going to be back in town. Chris Amu, wow, we've waited patiently and you're coming back.
Yes, pandemic and all, we're coming back to the Isle of Man.
Oh, it's so good to have you back here. Yeah, it's been up and down, on and off, but you're doing it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're bringing Odyssey with you.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be a good night.
They'll be coming along, but maybe in a separate truck. I mean, you know, they may be in a different van.
Yeah, we might put them in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Put Steve and the guys, you know, put them in a truck and put them on the boat. They get the ferry, we'll fly and meet them
there. Yeah, get the Learjet. Get the real thing Learjet over there. Chris, I want to ask you a tough question. When you lost Eddie, did you think you might just pack it up?
Well, I won't lie to you and say that the thought didn't cross our minds, because it was a big loss to me personally,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, we've been in this game now, this business, since I was at school. And it's what we do, it's all we know. And I know that Eddie wouldn't want us to not continue. And I think where we touch lucky is, because I was the lead singer on 90% of the songs, we still had the sound, you know?
Yeah.
So that made the choice a little bit easier for me and Dave. What was difficult was how we were going to do it, not whether we were going to do it. We had two choices. Do we try and replace Eddie with another singer, so we keep it to three, or do we take it in another direction? We felt that if we'd have brought somebody else in, he couldn't replace Eddie anyway, and it would have changed the whole dynamic of The Real Thing, and it wouldn't really have been The Real Thing anymore, you know?
Yeah.
With me and Dave, at least it still is The Real Thing, original, and so that's how we decided, that's the route we decided to take. And I'm glad we did, because it's working really well.
Well, we're all glad you did. And obviously, Eddie's much missed, but so glad you decided to carry on. I've been reading, you know, I take Wikipedia with a pinch of salt. So if this is a complete nonsense, tell me. You did some early versions for Jeff Wayne's War of the World that never got used. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we used to do a lot of stuff with Jeff. I used to do a lot of jingles, like Cadbury's Dairy Milk and Wrigley gum and all, you know, all them. And we were also working with Jeff, with David Essex as well. And when the War of the Worlds come up, I actually did about 4 or 5 tracks on the album.
Yeah.
It was at the time when You To Me had just taken off and Can't Get By.
Yeah.
And I don't know the actual whole truth behind this, from what we gathered at the time, the record company wanted more of a royalty than Jeff was prepared to give. Because nobody dreamt it was going to go this, you know, that big, as big as it went. I think it was a big mistake on the part of the company, but I see where they were at, you know, but I just think it was a wrong move.
Is there any way we could get hold of those versions, or have they been destroyed?
No, they're out on record.
Your version. Your versions are. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant!
Yes,
right, yes. I'm going to seat those out.
If you look at the War of the Worlds box set.
Yep.
From Jeff Wayne, they're all on there.
Brilliant! I'm going to find those. So, Villa Marina, Friday, 15th of October. All the hits we know and love. Going to be great to have you here. Just tell me, what do you think is the reason these songs are so, so popular? I'm going to use the word immortal, because they truly are. What is the secret?
They're just standards. You know, they've become classic songs now. Some songs are big hits, but once that sort of generation have sort of grown up a bit or finished with them, they go into obscurity except for the particular people who they meant something to at the time. But with something like You To Me Are Everything, Can't Get By Without You, they go through the generations. So the kids grow up listening to what the mums are playing, and they like it so much that they play on their things as well. And so it goes on to their children. And it just goes on, you know. I just think that they're fantastic pop songs.
Yeah.
I think that they're unique in the fact that they've got a great lyric and great melodies that resonate with everybody, basically.
Certainly.
They don't just resonate with people who like a particular type of music. I think if you ask anybody about You To Me or Everything, no matter what music they're into, I think you'll find they'll give you the same answer. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that doesn't.
Yeah.
How are the dogs doing? Because you're very big in the dog world. Are you still breeding them?
Yes, we breed and we show.
Yeah.
All the time. You know, in my spare time, that's what we do.
And you still get to Crufts?
I do Crufts nearly every year. It's a date on the calendar that I don't like to miss, to be honest. It's the premier dog show. And it's great to meet up with people from all over the world there that have got the same interest. And, yes, we still do it. You know, I mean, it's my hobby, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are so glad you're coming back to see us on the Isle of Man. Friday, the 15th of October, just a few tickets left, and I've got a couple to give away. Cheeky little competition coming up shortly. Chris Amu, thank you for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the Villa Marina.
We can't wait. Cheers!